So I'm standing here in Lennon Art Gallery, giving us the first podcast of art during the Fringe here with artist Alan Lennon. And I've just found out that he has a brand new exhibition opening very soon here in Edinburgh on the 13th of August. I'm literally looking at his works now, and they really have an amazing humanity to them. And Alan paints in both oils and also expresses work through charcoal as well. I just wondered, Alan, when did you first start drawing and painting? When did the need to sort of express yourself through visual medium, when did it sort of start in your life?
It started very early, you know, from early days at school. I was very keen, but I got sidetracked into thinking I was going to be a rock and roll star, as we all did at that time. But in my later years, you know, probably started taking art very seriously when I got my first studio about 15 years ago.
That's brilliant to say. I mean, the work on show really does show that level of experience. You've really mastered your craft here. But I notice as well, you also have work that I would say has a very strong political bias as well, the very striking work that you use with photographic montage. And I just wondered if anyone was looking to produce some work like this, sort of a political nature from photos, do you have any sort of tips of how people could sort of create sort of collage? What sort of things would they look for? What approaches to take?
With good photo montage, it's about having the right source material. And so part of my process and the fun really is going around charity shops and picking up obscure material and gathering it together, never quite knowing how you're going to use it or why. And so when I start a piece, it really creates itself. And so I choose, you know, perhaps a central image, And I play with it, adding different elements, and it doesn't quite make sense until the final stages, and then it becomes coherent to me, and then it's just a matter of putting on the finishing touches to that.
Wow, that's great advice on how to put a composition together. I'm also noticing some amazing wood carvings in your studio. Some very large and others a little bit kind of smaller in size, and they, in some ways, they look abstract, but they're also very representational of human form and the connection that we've all got, I think, either to like mother relationships or father relationships. How do you know whether an idea is going to be a sculpture or perhaps a painting, or do you decide what you'd like to create next?
I think one feeds into the other. And, you know, I've come through developing my painting style, you know, so it's very simplified, and it was almost becoming sculptural in itself. And so that led me into working with clay and, you know, stone carving. I've done a little bit of wood carving too. But then, you know, there's a common thread that runs through it all. But I've also done the reverse, in where I've taken one off my sculptures and then reinterpreted in a more abstract way in paint. So it's a two-way street.
That's a really great way of looking at your portfolio of work, and I see it really clearly now. I have to say I'm absolutely in love with the piece's atonement and totem. I think the amount of energy and just connection and just depth there really is just really striking. And I do find your studio quite a spiritual place, and I'm really glad that I've had the chance to have a look around it. So for people that are coming to Edinburgh this month, Monosphere, and that is at 83 Henderson Road in Edinburgh, and that's the 13th to the 30th of August. Who would you say is this work for? Is it for people who just generally love art in general, or are more specialist, or do you welcome sort of all people to your studio?
I welcome all people. My gallery is primarily figurative, but you know, I don't alienate anyone at all, and I just want people to come in, browse, and enjoy the artwork.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for talking to me, and I do recommend a visit to Monosphere if you're up in Edinburgh this month. Thank you very much, Alan Lennon.
Thank you.